Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Greetings to you in the name of Jesus. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. It is arguably the most critical time in the lives of people. Their teenage years. Volatile, drama, pressure, acceptance, rejection, depression, temptation, sex, pain, hopelessness, suicide. Hey, these words describe what young people go through. Where do they find meaning to life? Where do they find purpose? Our guests have a heart for young people and a calling to help them find meaning through Christ. They've also got an event to tell us about that will be catalytic in changing the lives of our dear young ones. We pause to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Radio Show is to lead you to Jesus Christ. If you don't have a personal relationship with Christ just yet, to show you, share with you how much Jesus loves you, no matter what you're going through, what you're facing right now. Maybe you're a young person, a teen, listening as mom or dad drives, or as you're listening today, maybe the parent of one, and the Lord has something to share with you today. Maybe depressed or feeling regretful for something you didn't do. Through all of that, hey, the Lord Jesus Christ can make you new. He died on the cross for your sins. He shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried. And 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And today, right now, the living Christ calls you to himself. And so we ask, would you open your heart to Jesus and receive him as your Savior and Lord? Pastor Michelle Okimura, well, she's been following Jesus for a long time. She's the children's and youth pastor of Hope Chapel Life Spring. She's also the author of the book Dancing with Father, which brings healing to the hearts of women. She's married to Pastor Rob Okimura. She loves traveling and creative arts. Pastor Scotty Kobayashi is the youth pastor at Moana Lua Gardens Missionary Church. He's a graduate, a proud Eagle, a graduate of Hawaii Baptist Academy and the University of Hawaii. He is one of those risky guys who likes hiking, not just on trails, but the more hair-raising types of hikes. Pastor Mark Palumpo is a campus pastor at New Hope Central Oahu. Under the leadership of his father, Senior Pastor Mike Palumpo, Mark and his wife Jaylee have a passion to see young people rise up to their fullest potential in the Lord. He graduated from Life Pacific College with a bachelor's degree in biblical studies and an emphasis in youth ministry. Well, for Mark, he's into free diving. Pastors Mark, Michelle, and Scotty, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Danny.
Well, I'm looking at a very explicit poster, handbill. Explicit indeed. It says parental advisory. Explicit. And it's a high school youth conference. Real talk about sex. Sex. How did you get the idea for explicit?
Well, Danny, about a couple years ago, I was given the ministry of also overseeing the youth. And one of the first things on my heart was to have a purity camp, because that this subject wasn't really addressed much in our youth prior to me taking over. And so I thought, you know, our kids are immersed in a culture where that is so sexual. And so let's address it. So I did an experiment and had a purity cam and had invited different pastors from different churches to come and help give the messages. And it ended up being such a God encounter time. You know, God showed up in such a mighty way. The kids were given messages that related to them in their language, and there was healing, restoration that took place. And the kids, it just opened up the conversation. And so at that first camp, I felt the Holy Spirit tell me, in that still small voice, Michelle, this is just practice for something bigger later. And I had no idea what that meant. So I just kind of put that thought to the side, repeated it again a second year for the junior hires, and got to have experience and seen, you know, their level of maturity, what they could handle. And so that was a great, you know, last year. And then that brings me now to this January, where I had a conversation with Pastor Alan Cardenas of Hope Chapel Nanakuli. And he was telling me, Michelle, you know, you need to do this for our island, because even in our church, we need to know and learn how to address this with our kids. And then I had an opportunity to share it in front of the Transformation Hawaii pastors, and they got all excited too, and thus the idea was born. And since then, that was just this past February.
Well, you know, a leader is a leader. But when you receive an idea, when a leader receives an idea, one of the things that is very striking to make the idea a reality is when the leader is able to engage other leaders to see it, and not only to see it, but to want to be a part of it. And you are flanked by two striking young men.
Yes.
Who are, I could just tell, are vibrant in their ministries. They have a strong calling from the Lord, distinct, and a heart for young people. Mark Palumpo and Scotty Kobayashi. Scotty, how did you get involved with this particular event?
I think Pastor Michelle invited us last year, our former youth pastor and I, to come and speak at their camp that they had. Mm. And it was just a great opportunity. I myself have a really big heart, specifically in this area of dating and sex and relationships. And so we were invited to come and speak there. And we kind of had like fishbowl question time. We had a leaders panel to answer questions about dating and relationships and some of those uncomfortable questions that, you know, people don't normally like to ask, you know.
Fishbowl is what? You put questions in the fishbowl and...
Yeah, or like you randomly write out questions and then we pick some that they've written and put in the fishbowl, mm-hmm. and we answer them, you know. Mm-hmm. We usually like to pick the really deep questions, the kind of, you know, like, whoa, that's a really hard question to answer. Well, let's answer it today, you mm-hmm. know, with our leaders and in front of the youth, so... That's when we first met Pastor Michelle, and she invited us, and we were just so blessed by the opportunity to specifically speak about this area, you know, and it was just a great blessing for us and them.
How about you, Pastor Mark?
Well, Pastor Michelle recently extended the invitation to our church to be a part of this and get our youth connected, and the moment she began to share the vision and how the Lord brought her to this place of wanting to contend for this in the islands, we just immediately latched onto that. That so resonated with especially my wife and I, who, like Pastor Scotty, have a heart for the next generation and for young people, but almost specifically in the area of sexual purity and just living lives of purity unto the Lord. And so she didn't even have to elaborate very long, and we just immediately resonated and said, you know, we don't have all the details, but this is definitely something we want to be a part of.
September 12 and 13. It's a Friday night, Saturday day at First Assembly of God, Red Hill. September 12 and 13. Those keep those dates in mind. Now, you're treading on a subject that could be volatile, to say the least. Or provocative might be even better. Mm. Why?
One of the aspects of this conference that we want to address is the healing of our youth. There's so much misinformation out there that they're getting from our culture. Mm. So many lies that, you know, they're believing. The enemy is entrenched, you know, in the world and is trying to take out our kids in this area. And the other thing is there's kids who are struggling with shame. Maybe they've lost their virginity, lost their purity, or they've had other experiences in this area of sex that were traumatic for them, or they just really need healing. And I really want one of the things is I really would love the kids to catch the truth that church, God's people, God's family is a place for being real, being accepted, being loved, back to life, being healed and restored and moving forward, as opposed to it being a, if they fall in this area, to be a time where they fall away from God. And I would like Pastor Mark to just comment on that, because he said something very profound to me that really impacted my heart when we got together. About the, you know, when you said, Pastor Mark, about one of the, your experience when a youth falls in this area.
Yeah, definitely. You know, in answer to your question, Danny, of why would we tread on this topic? I don't think the church can afford not to address this issue. You know, society is pouring billions of dollars to shape our young people's thoughts about how to approach sexuality and purity. And, you know, the church has to be vocal about this as well. We can't, and many churches are stepping forward and championing, you know, purity amongst youth. And I think why it hits such a chord for us is because in our years of youth ministry experience, we've seen that this area of sexual purity has been one of the greatest killers of young people as far as spiritually speaking. It's been the number one thing that's taking them away from their calling or their potential or, you know, their purpose, and just has led them astray. You know, they face many different issues, but I've seen this in my personal experience to be the number one issue that keeps coming up.
Well, sometimes there's a need to, you know, put the stone in the sling and sling it to the head and, you know, kill Goliath. Mm. And this is I can feel the wind blowing as the sling, you know, goes past my head, figuratively speaking, because you are contenders for the souls and the lives and the future of not only the young people in your churches, but the young people in the body of Christ, the young people at large, who need guidance, who need to know that with shame, there can be healing, there can be openness, there can be liberation, and also to prevent things from happening and to give them guidance and strength from within. Pastor Mark Palumpo, Pastor Michelle Okimura, and Pastor Scotty Kobayashi are here talking about Explicit, a conference, and they're going to talk more explicit when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
A provocative poster indeed. It says explicit, and they are going to be explicit. Real talk about sex. But check this out. I mean, it's within the context of a biblical understanding, a biblical nesting. Isn't that where we ought to be, on the cutting edge of our of relevance to where people are at now, specifically where young people are at today? I'm so glad that our guests today are here and that they're doing it. Sometimes I'm a little out of touch, and perhaps, maybe if we're all a little bit honest with ourselves, the older we get, we can become out of touch. And yet it wasn't so long ago, at least we like to think so that way, that things, when it came to certain areas of sexuality, the hormones and testosterone and progesterone and all the ones were all firing at full speed. And they are firing at full speed in the lives of young people. And our guests today, Pastor Mark Palumpo, Pastor Michelle Okimura, and Pastor Scotty Kobayashi, are doing something about it to help guide our young people in this conference called Explicit. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. You can find out more about this program at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Get the podcast for free. Now, if someone wants to find out more about the conference, where can they go?
Well, there'll be flyers out, but you can go to KingdomFamiliesHawaii.com.
Okay.
And you can also call me, Pastor Michelle, at 946-3700. I'll be available for that.
KingdomFamiliesHawaii.com. KingdomFamiliesHawaii.com. I mentioned earlier about Pastor Michelle being flanked by these striking young men. But they have other speakers who are going to be speaking at the conference. Pastors Charis and Marion Logan. Is it Charis or Charis?
Charis.
Charis. Mm-hmm. And Marion Logan. Monlow Gardens Missionary Church. Pastor Alex Shimizu from New Hope Leeward. Pastor Dean Kaneshiro, The Living Room. Pastor Tisha Lefeld from Mountain View Community Church. Pastor Kainoa Iranon and Pastor Dominic Ohuna, Hawaii's Church of Aloha. Pastor Daryl Yamada of Mililani Missionary Church. Leah Notch, New Wine to the Nations, and who's interned with Moral Revolution Ministry. Joshua DeGracia, founder of No God, No Love, and other speakers to be announced. Hey, it's a lineup, a stellar lineup, and they're going to be talking. What are some of the topics of that are going to be covered in the conference?
There's a myriad of topics. One of the things we also are going to tackle, Richie Cruz, who's not listed there, he comes from a ministry called Porn Scar, S-C-A-R. Mm. And that is another subject that we want to tackle with the kids. Statistics show ages 12 to 17 are the greatest consumer of internet porn. Mm. And even with women in the church, the statistics now show 20% of women struggle with it as well in the church. And so we want to really get to, address subjects like that with the kids. Of course, giving them a vision for marriage, motivating them to really see God's exciting plan for their lives. So we have, speakers that will address that, helping them to understand really the ramifications when you do have sex before marriage. What are the spiritual effects? What are the emotional effects, on your life, so that they can have a, greater mindset and be equipped with the truth, explicit truth about that.
Scotty, how did you become a Christian?
My parents got saved after they got married, and I think when I was around 5 years old, I went to a Christian elementary school, grew up in, you know, Christian schools for all my life. And we came to Mullingar's Missionary Church when I was around like 7 or 8 years old, and just started, you know, I grew up around that culture of Christianity. And I think when I hit my teenage years, I became very rebellious, and I just really hated to go to church, my own church, you know. And I would pretend to be sick so I could stay in the car during services. I would come up with every single excuse and just not go, you know. And the youth pastor at the time, he would be very open, you know, and he would want to talk to me every time, but I would just ignore him. And all these church events that my parents were involved in, I would just kind of ignore or put off. And then I remember one time there was this healing service going on at night. And our church meets in a cafeteria, and they had a special guest speaker who was just praying healing over people. And I remember I went, and he made us stand in all lines, and he was just praying for people, and people were falling down and getting healed. And he was coming toward me, and I was like, oh, what is going on? You know, is he going to touch me? Is he going to heal me or pray for me? And I remember he touched me, and I just fell down, and I was overwhelmed by something that I could not explain. And at the time, I knew, like, you know, at this, I just thought the world was what it is, what I saw in front of me. But I remember Jesus was there with me on the ground, and I was not in control of myself. And in conclusion, I woke up, and I found myself in tears, but in peace, knowing that, hey, you know what? There's something surreal about this life. It isn't just about what I see in front of me, but there is something supernatural. And I met Jesus that day. You know, I've been taught about him my whole life, but something supernatural happened that day. And one of my best friends would outreach to me every week. He asked me to come to church and to a small group. And I remember after that, my senses or my spirit was open to something more than what I thought was real. And so I just started going to church, and I just dove in, because I knew that from that day on, Jesus was real, that there's something more to this world than what I see. And I just wanted to help in youth ministry. The youth pastor was this energetic, crazy guy, and I just loved him so much. And I just wanted to do everything that he did, you know. And from there, I just, you know, came under his covering and just learned from him. And you know, it's been years of just growing and making mistakes. I know during that process of accepting Jesus to my life, I got into some not so good things. I was really heavily involved in the illegal firework industry. I know it's real prevalent here in Hawaii, but I was in that for a bit, and the Lord really just healed me from that and allowed me just to give it all up to him. And I know from there, it was just a time where I had to make a choice. Do I really want to jump in for Jesus, or do I want to just do whatever I want to do? And that was right after fully giving my life to the Lord. I knew that, you know, if you want to follow Jesus, you got to give everything up. Mm. And I remember after that day, I just gave up all the things that I was involved in. And I just said, hey, you know what? I want to fully jump in with you. And that's kind of like my testimony, you know, how I've just committed myself to the Lord, how I found him, you know, and just really dove in there and to follow, be a follower of Jesus Christ.
So you're all in.
Yeah.
All in. Pastor Mark, how about you? How did you become a follower of Christ?
Well, you know, Danny, I grew up in the church, fortunate to have two parents who love Jesus Christ and who raised me in that, in those teachings. And so knew Jesus from a very young age. And, you know, I was never the prodigal son who completely ran away from the father's heart. Not that prodigal son. I was the older prodigal son who stayed in the church, who served and worked diligently, but who never actually came in to truly know the father's heart. I was the older brother who lived with an orphan spirit, and even though he was living at home, didn't know the inheritance that he had from Abba. And so, you know, I tried to fill that void with so many things. You know, I prescribed to the world's teachings of relationships and all of that, this topic that we're talking about. And I went down that path for a little while. And it wasn't until later in life that I just, God encountered me supernaturally and just filled me with his Holy Spirit. And from that moment on, I realized, you know, I couldn't walk the fence anymore. I had to walk completely sold out for him. And so this continues to be such a dear subject to my heart.
There comes a point when it's a deciding moment, that you come to the fork in the road, as it were. A decision has to be made. Something happens when we decide, when we choose. It galvanizes us. It fortifies us. It's a visceral movement that takes place on the inside. It's a gut level change, and you know it, and God knows it. And so we ask you today, where are you with Christ? Pastor Michelle, Pastor Mark, Pastor Scotty have all experienced the Lord. He's been reaching out to you as well. And it's our prayer that you would encounter the Lord. If you seek Him, the Bible says, you shall find Him. And when you seek Him with all your heart. And you know what? Sometimes, I don't know how to explain it, we're not even seeking Him with all our heart. But He's certainly seeking us. And He's certainly seeking you. You know a little bit about them. You know a little bit about their background. But, you know, it's converging on September 12th and 13th as they are leading and putting together this event called Explicit. Parental advisory. The lights are blinking because it is explicit. Why? Because they're going to do some real talk about sex. What does explicit mean? It's a very clear and complete, leaving no doubt about the meaning. And so they're going to talk about sex from a biblical perspective. It's available for you. Is there a charge to come to this event?
Yes, there will be a charge. We're in the process of figuring that out. So look forward to probably an official flyer coming out in June.
Okay, official flyer coming out in June. It's coming out September 12th and 13th. The event is coming out on those days, September 12th and 13th. And many churches are becoming a part of this. Transformation Hawaii, that movement is involved. What other movements are already getting behind
this? It's kind of a grassroots effort. I've been connecting with a lot of churches just, you know, on our island. And so I'm not sure about other movements, but roughly so far, just in the past 4 weeks, roughly about 40 plus churches are excited about helping to promote it and be a part and help.
You know, that's
numbers growing.
That's significant.
It's a kingdom thing.
40 churches, 40 churches being a part of this. KingdomFamiliesHawaii.com or .org. Which one is it?
.com.
KingdomFamiliesHawaii.com. Pastor Michelle Okimura, the Lord had given her a vision. She shared it. Hey, you know, when the Lord gives her vision, she does things about it, and lives are impacted as a result. It's a track record she has. Lord gave her a vision, a dream. It came out into a book called Dancing with Father, and it has impacted the lives of many people. In fact, $4,000 was raised from the proceeds of the book that have been invested for the very purpose of helping women. We'll hear more from Pastor Michelle, Scotty, and Mark when we come back. Stay with us.
Desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
All right, it's time to take off the blinders. Are you ready for this? Are you really ready for this? Hey, parents, we like to think we know, but we don't really know. We think we know enough not to get fooled, but are we sure? When it comes to sex, what's going on in our churches? Is the church youth group ministry as wholesome as you think? Maybe so, but what's going on in school? And what's going on in the lives of our young people? So let's peel off the layers a little bit from our eyes and get down to the nitty-gritty and touch an area where we don't always like to touch. But in Christ, there are moments when we need to. By His grace, we need to, for the sake of a reality check and what to do about it, how to contend spiritually. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm here in studio with Pastor Scotty Kobayashi of Moanalua Gardens Missionary Church, Michelle Okimura, Hope Chapel Life Spring.
Yes.
And Pastor Mark Palumpo of New Hope Central Oahu. To find out more about the ministry here, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and get the podcast for free. And to find out more about the conference, explicit Kingdom Families Hawaii. So, Pastor Mark of New Hope Central Oahu, what is going on? And I open it. Let's just get into it. Have a conversation about what's going on.
Yeah, Danny. You know, I think parents might be shocked to know just that even growing up in the church will not spare your child from being exposed to media and to what their friends are influencing them in. And, the pull of media and society is so strong. And that's why I so resonate with this conference, because it's not just for the young people, but there's also a component to equip parents as well. You know, as a youth leader, sometimes we stay up thinking, if only God could send a person who would walk with this young person 24/7, maybe even be with them all the time and train them up in these ways. And then we think, oh, he already did. They're called parents. And so I think a huge part of this conference is getting the parents on board as well with equipping and discipling their young people in the area of sexual purity.
Take us into what's happening in, let's speak in general terms, in our churches today, in our youth ministries today. What goes on? Is it really as wholesome as we think?
Two years ago when I did the first purity camp, one of the speakers had asked the kids to bow their heads and raise their hands if they've already lost their virginity. And now these are kids that I've seen grow up from baby time. And I about fell off my chair, literally, because I would say maybe a third to half hands went up. And my heart broke. And I thought, Lord, this is the fruit of not addressing it and not, you know, creating a space in our church families where we can talk openly about this and in a loving grace, full of grace way, you know. And I was just moved, and that kind of fueled my passion to see the kids, you know, equipped with a godly mindset in a way that they relate to, they can get excited about. And the parents, too, like Pastor Mark shared, there will be a separate flyer for a parent workshop on Friday night that we can equip the parents as well.
How important is equipping a parent, more specifically, in the area of vision and communicating vision to their children?
I think it's really important. The kids live in under the covering of their parents in their home, and for parents to impart that through relationship is so life-changing, I think, impactful, and being able to, parents to be healed themselves and being able to impart what they have to their children, to their youth. It's very important. And so we want to help equip the parents with that, how they can build that relationship and practical ways of how to talk to their kids about this too.
Let's say a father or a mother finds out, gets word that their child has gone far beyond the bounds of anything that they would have ever hoped or taught the child, or even prayed that the Lord would protect the child. And they find the reality of it is that, oh, the bounds have been, the bounds have been broken. And a parent is crushed. What would you say to a parent?
Well, I think, I mean, just to hear those, that kind of news is very shocking, and it can be very disappointing. But at the end of the day, I think the best way to respond to that is with the father's heart. And I mean, maybe, you know, as a parent, you've been investing years and years, and when you find this out, it's very heartbreaking. But I would say, you know, just the love on them, you know. And I think with the child, being able to share that with a parent, that's powerful, you know. And I think it's really important to create a spirit of love rather than fear. And I know with the youth sharing that with their parents, they're very fearful. They're afraid of being rejected. They're afraid of, you know, disappointment. But I think as a father or a mother, to come in with love and to say, hey, you know what? Okay, you know, you did make a mistake, but I still love you. And let's walk through this together. And I think that's the call for parents to do, you know, to foster that kind of love and intimacy and not fear at home, so that there is that kind of relationship with a parent, you know, to share these things. If they have lost their virginity or if they have done some not so good things, that there is that kind of love and intimacy there, so that there will be no fear of rejection, you know, when they share that with their parent. And yeah, for the parent to respond in love, I think that is the best thing to do as a parent, to respond to your child.
Any other word to piggyback on that, Pastor Mark?
I just think, you know, I totally resonate with what Pastor Scotty shared. You know, the love of Jesus Christ, you know, displayed on the cross, is that it covers a multitude of sins. And, you know, I would hope that, you know, when speaking to a child in something as heavy as that, that grace would be remembered and, you know, the Father's heart as well. And that there's nothing that we can do to disqualify us from the forgiveness of Jesus Christ or his grace. Jesus, as he hung on the cross, looked down on those who were crucifying him and in that moment said, Father, forgive them, the very ones who were crucifying him in that moment. If he can forgive those who are crucifying him, he can forgive any of us for any sin that we've ever committed. But I think, you know, it's so important for parents to be equipped in having these conversations with their young people, which is why I believe a resource, a conference like this, is immeasurable in value.
So when you think about it, when you think about going, you might even feel a quickening inside. Yeah, I want to go. I want to learn. I want to be a part. But then you recoil because you say, oh, no, if I go, I might be seen as admitting something or admitting a lack of something or admitting that I did something I wasn't supposed to. A young person might be feeling the same way. Oh, if I go, that means I'm lacking in some area or I've committed sin. Well, whether you have or you haven't, God has something for you. He's already preparing through the speakers. They're praying. They're seeking the Lord's wisdom, the word. And it will be customized just where you need it. So no need to be ashamed. No need to worry about, in fact, what other people think. It's the Lord is leading you. Then you go. Pastor Michelle Okimura, Pastor Mark Palumpo, Pastor Scotty Kobayashi. Hey, I guess the three amigos wouldn't necessarily work because amigos is masculine. So the two amigos and one amiga is here with us today. Pastor Scotty, Pastor Michelle, and Pastor Mark. Explicit the conference. What's the date and how can they find out more?
Yes, September 12 and 13, Friday night, all day Saturday till 3 at First Assembly Red Hill. And you can reach me at my personal number, 946-3700. That's our church office at Hope Chapel Life Spring. And also at www.kingdomfamilieshawaii.com will be the website.
Hey, I just got a thought. Maybe Pastor Michelle, whoever does the parent conference, maybe they should do a fishbowl moment for the parents.
Ah, that's a great idea.
I mean, we're talking about some level of insulation here, right?
Yeah.
But they can write it in, and then who knows? You know, we all got stuff we want to talk about, stuff we want to hear. But let someone else describe it. Let someone else explain it, and we can glean from that. Well, I appreciate your heart. We're going to come back. We're going to talk more about this. You know, the way we look at it, a conference like this, you can look at it from one perspective and you can get a full view of it. But if you pick it up and you look, you can see from beneath, from the side, from the top. Hey, there are many different vantage points, just like a diamond. And it sparkles in different ways, and we're going to look at the conference in some other ways when we come back. Especially, let me give you some of the names of the speakers, exciting speakers who God has touched. I'll share their ministries, their names. We'll talk about some of the topics when we come back. I'm glad you're listening to us today, because it's not always that we can get a trio together like we have today to speak about a very touchy, sensitive subject, provocative, like sex. So we'll talk more sex when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Omashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com.
For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, you might have heard of the Fabulous Five. You might have heard of the Avengers. You might have heard of these superheroes that come together, and they all have a gift, a certain way that they're able to do things. But when they come together, that's when things can really take off, and they can really make a much bigger difference than, even though they were doing it on their own, much bigger difference collectively, collaboratively. Pastors Karis and Marion Logan of Moanalua Gardens Missionary Church are going to be speakers at Explicit. And, you know, I'm going to go over more names with you. Some you may recognize, some you may not have recognized or may not have heard of as of yet, but you'll be hearing more about them as the days go by, especially as they get involved in this conference, Explicit. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, Pastor Mark Palumpo, Pastor Michelle Okimura, and Pastor Scotty Kobayashi are in studio with us today. To find out more about this conference, KingdomFamiliesHawaii.com. Now, some of the speakers that we have here, what are some of the topics that they're going to talk about? Let's go deeper about this issue of sex.
Mm. Well, thank you, Danny. Yeah, in addition to some of the things I mentioned a little earlier today, we have Pastor Dean Kaneshiro. He's going to be talking about, he's great at casting the vision and getting the kids really understanding the value of marriage and getting them capturing a vision for themselves, as well as teaching them in a kind of a fun way, an engaging way, the chemicals that go on in the brain, giving them a little science lesson, but really helping them to understand how that practically applies in a relationship. And how the chemicals, oxytocin, and all those things that start flowing through the brain when you attach to someone, how that affects in bonding with someone and all of that. So that's going to be an exciting session
as well. And he can do it in an engaging and funny way?
Yes, absolutely.
That's the best.
Absolutely. The kids will just love it. I believe so. Another topic would be the dangers of shacking up. Mm. You know, the dangers of living together in this society, it's pretty normal in other cultures as well. It's become the norm to live together before you get married or just live together. And so we want to present to the kids the explicit truth about that and the ramifications of that. And we have also just amazing testimonies as well. Pastor Mark and Jay Lee will be sharing their testimony about their engagement, dating experience.
Yeah. Pastor Mark, while I have you here, I cannot not have you share a little bit about that. Give us a snapshot.
Yeah, you know, my wife and I are passionate about not so much emphasizing the consequences of not following God's plan, because I think those speak for themselves. Mm-hmm. We've all seen the marriage rates and, you know, the premarital sex and, you know, teen pregnancies. We've seen the consequences there all around us. We like to focus more on the blessings, and, you know, and I don't think many people think of that when they think sexual purity, that when you follow God's plan outlined in His Word, when you follow Him, that, you know, it leads to tremendous blessing. And we've seen that in our own testimony. You know, a lot of people think, oh, a conference on sex, it's going to be legalistic, it's going to be rigid, and it's going to be all about rules. But I think when we share, we want to show that, no, when you follow God's path, I mean, it leads to tremendous blessing. My wife and I were, fortunately, by God's grace, both virgins when we got married. And I have to say, you know, we're having so much fun in our married years, you know, and experiencing tremendous blessing. And so I really want to see the next generation walk in that blessing and experience that for themselves.
Go ahead.
I want to just add something, too. We really want to break the ice on this subject with the kids. The first, you know, I don't want to give away too much, but, you know, to have the kids understand that God created sex, that God gave you a sex drive. And what is a sex drive? You want to have sex. And to celebrate the fact that's how God created you. So let's not demonize that or make you feel guilty, but to celebrate, okay, that's how God created us. But God has also called us to manage that sex drive till marriage.
That's good.
And so there's no shame that you have this drive, but let's now help you as a young person how to manage that till marriage.
Amen.
So, you know, we're going to have fun with that and break the ice.
And then the ice needs to be broken because the ice has already been broken in other ways through other explicit materials. Young people are educated, and it goes deep in their psyche and their emotion, or lack of emotion sometimes when it comes to sex. A disconnect, a detachment, seeing a person as an object of pleasure. But what about the in a healthy way, a wholesome way, a way that God has? And then, Pastor Mark, as you talk about yourself and Jay Lee, the wonder of it, the beauty of it.
Amen.
That could be a motivator.
Mm-hmm.
That could be a means of communicating, as we talk about vision, communicating something that becomes a deep desire of a young person or a young man, young woman. Or if someone may have already, you know, crossed over the line, and there can be restoration.
Amen.
Absolutely.
One doesn't have to continue in that way. And, you know, and as time goes on in a life of purity, there's a great strength that builds.
Amen.
Yeah.
That can be a point of hope.
Absolutely. We have one of the speakers, one of the pastors, actually sharing how he fell. He lost his purity before marriage, but how God can heal, restore. God's a God of grace and new beginnings. He can redeem us, restore us, and just make the things in our lives become powerful ministry for others, to bring healing to others. So, absolutely.
And just the fact that we're talking about it, I don't know how often, even on the radio, there's a dedicated hour just to talk about sex. in the context of reality, what's going on, the influence of media, how it's destroying our young people, how it's just destroying society. And then to look at it from a standpoint of, hey, what can we do about it? Sometimes we feel so helpless, but we don't have to feel so helpless because you're doing something about it. And then we can piggyback with what you're doing. I can have you on my show and we can talk together about a conference because you are doing something about it. And a parent doesn't have to feel helpless.
Yes.
That's good.
Give the information again so we can really get the word out about explicit, the conference coming up in September.
Yes, www.kingdomfamilieshawaii.com. And my office number is 946-3700. I'm Pastor Michelle.
KingdomFamiliesHawaii.com. So what does God say about sex? The youth of this generation are bombarded with explicit messages and images of sex, while the church has been generally quiet, reticent, pristine. about the topic. But explicit seeks to combat lies with explicit truth and to engage the difficult questions about relationships, purity, and sexuality. Alas, someone is talking about it. Somebody is going to do something about it, and you are the ones doing something about it. Pastor Scotty, you know, we've got a couple minutes left, and we'll maybe just give each of you a moment to have a parting shot. To a parent who's hearing this, what would you say to them?
Yeah, I would say jump on board. I mean, this is a great way to get equipped, catch vision. I think even for youth, like, we're going to be educating a lot, but I think when they receive something for themselves, for parents, for families, for youth to receive a vision, to fight for something, you know, to fight for something special, I think this conference is going to give that. And one other thing, I know there's going to be a lot of healing too. So before all this equipping and envisioning, and there's going to be a time of healing, and that needs to happen before we can receive and learn things. So,
hey, and there might be pastors listening, or some a leader in church. You could let your pastor know, or if you know about pastor, can I be involved? Will they welcome me in? Can my church? Can my youth group?
Oh yeah.
Yes,
what would you
say? Absolutely, absolutely. Okay. We want the whole. Everybody, you know, the whole state to come, you know. Of course, we can't all fit in when at the church there, but we really, this is an invitation to our body of Christ here in Hawaii.
She wants to pack it out. We want to pack out the First Assembly, the vast and beautiful facility they have there. We want to pack it out. Pastor Mark, a word from you?
Yeah, just I want to encourage, no matter, you know, where you come from, what your background is, what your story is, the doors are open to all. And we highly encourage each of you to get connected, to get plugged in, get equipped, and to find the blessing that God has for you in the area of sexual purity and relationships.
Yeah. Well, the three leaders, three articulate leaders who are able to speak on a very touchy, sensitive, and like I said, provocative subject, but they do it with fluidity and grace. Just the way the Lord has given them the grace and the gifting to do. Pastor Scotty Kobayashi, Pastor Michelle Okimura, and Pastor Mark Palumpo. Hey, I thank you. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for talking story with me.
Thank you so
much.
Heart to heart, and the guts that you've had to come and just discuss these matters on this very touchy but very important subject. I hope as you've listened today that you've been inspired by these guests, Michelle Okimura, Scotty Kobayashi, and Mark Palumpo. Find out more at KingdomFamiliesHawaii.com. You know, God's timing is perfect, and there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, perhaps this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a presentation for you there. To help us with your financial support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. 1 Timothy 4:12 says, "Don't let anyone look down on you because you're young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guests, Pastors Michelle Okimura, Scotty Kobayashi, and Mark Palumpo. Find out more at KingdomFamiliesHawaii.com. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.